More Blue Water newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHI.
All right, sounds an awful lot like the Beatles. It's actually Britbeat, the group that's coming to McMorran Theater tomorrow evening. Joining us right now is the Britbeat producer, Chris Getzler. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How long has this Britbeat group been together now?
Well, it's actually been together since 2000, so we're coming up on our 18th year.
It's longer than the Beatles. That's longer than the Beatles were together.
You know, exactly. I know. Yeah, hard to believe that they really only toured for just a few years, and then the group was only together for, you know, about a decade or so. But for us, we've gone beyond that.
Well, describe the show, because a lot of people say, oh, it's a tribute band. It's a lot more than that. There's a lot of production that goes into the show, isn't there?
Absolutely. Well, I produce and also perform in the show as Paul McCartney in the show. But there is a lot that goes into the show. We try to be as authentic as possible. We want to really tell the story of the Beatles. So obviously that's a huge task. And so what we've done is we've developed the show really into a Broadway style sequence of events, where it starts with, you know, the early classic Beatles in black suits, but then it even flashes back to the Cavern Club when they were just starting out, and then it flashes forward to the Shea Stadium era, and then of course into Sgt. Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour, and finally the breakup of the Beatles. So we're talking 6 costume changes, but the real gem of the show is the multimedia video back wall behind us, the video backdrop. It creates virtual environments, virtual sets, and then also intertwines with all of the songs. And it's really something that is quite spectacular.
I mean, I'm watching the video of the performance that we heard right there at the beginning, Penny Lane, and I mean, I'm just watching the band members. I mean, Ringo's head is kind of bobbing like Ringo's does. John's chewing gum while he's playing the keyboard. I mean, everybody looks, and I mean, everybody really takes on the role, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Countless hours of video that we've all watched, and of course, really the number one thing is we're Beatle fanatics. We really love the music. We love being able to spread the message of the Beatles and the music, and certainly for us, that really gets us into the character then.
You know, you look back and you mentioned the Shea Stadium tour era. That's really where everything ended for the Beatles as far as touring, because the crowds were so big and so loud, they just couldn't perform in front of an audience anymore, and then they became a studio band. Can you imagine if they had toured during Sgt. Pepper or some of the later albums? I mean, what great shows those would have been.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think that if, you know, obviously if they had some of the technology that's available today, they could have absolutely kept going. But once they got into the orchestrations, of course, you know, that would be pretty tough to do live, you know, back in the 60s. But,
yeah.
With our show, we actually tour with a phenomenal keyboardist that actually handles all of the orchestrations, the sound effects, all the little percussion parts. So even those little minute details of the songs, when we're doing it live, we're able to recreate on stage live.
Chris, what's your favorite Beatles era? Which section of the show do you enjoy the most?
Well, gosh, that is a great question, because people ask me all the time, what's your favorite song? And it's just so hard to pick. With the Beatles, they changed so much over that short period of time that it's hard to select a certain period, because it's all very different.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I really love Sgt. Pepper when we come out and it's the lights and the suits and everything is so colorful, and we have set props, and the stage really just explodes with color. So for me, that's an exciting part of the show.
Well, a lot of fun indeed. We're looking forward to the show tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun at McMorran Theater, 8 o'clock. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, or you can go to the McMorran box office. Chris, thanks for your time this morning, and safe travels. We'll look for you here in Port Huron tomorrow.
Thanks very much. We'll see you then.
All right, take care. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.